Washington Times presents Election Outlook 2014.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Parks. For the next few months leading up to the November midterm elections, the Washington Times will present Election Outlook 2014. It's aimed at informing you as to where conservatives stand in the effort to take control of the Senate and to make further gains in the Republican-held House. If the election were held today, it would appear that the Republicans could get the job done. The primaries are sorting out candidates, and the crop looks pretty impressive. Polling numbers are up. But unfortunately, 4 or 5 months can be an eternity in the political world. I can remember George H.W. Bush holding an unheard-of 90% approval rating coming out of the Gulf War in 1991. Early in the spring of 1992, his numbers had dropped back down into the real world, but still at about 60%. I happened to be playing golf with a Democrat congressman from Maryland. You may remember him, Mike Barnes. And I laughed out loud when Mike said, "Don't count my guy out in November." I thought, gee, Mike, what are you smoking? George H.W. Bush will lose to a candidate from Arkansas that even most Democrats ignore? Well, we all know what happened. Goodbye, George H.W. Bush. Hello, William Jefferson Clinton. Proving that nothing is a lock until the votes are counted. And yes, sometimes recounted. Even in the year 2000, with hanging chads and all. And decided by the court. Anyway, the idea here is not to become overconfident, right? Right. But admittedly, there is a great deal of optimism headed for the general election. I spoke with former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay yesterday. He and I record a weekly on-demand radio show called Getting It Right with Tom DeLay, and it's available to you at WashingtonTimes.com. I was somewhat surprised to hear how optimistic he is about the November election. This coming from a guy who walked the walk with Newt Gingrich to change power in the House for the first time in 40 years back in the 1990s.
I think people, without maybe even knowing it, are starting to see who liberals are and what they are and what they believe in and what their worldview is. This whole notion that the government can take care of you from womb to grave and solve all your problems is being rejected by the American people, and they're starting to return to the philosophy and worldview that was laid out by our founders through the Constitution. So I think what I'm seeing around the country, Andy, is I'm really seeing a spiritual revival, a constitutional revival. And people may not know it, may not be able to articulate it, but they have a sense of what is right, what is truth, and they're grabbing a hold of that and they're running with it. And I'm very excited about it.
I think he's right. More and more Americans are realizing we cannot continue down the path we're traveling.
I've never seen the Republican Party as excited, as energetic, motivation. People are coming out. And a lot of it has to do, I think, with the American people have seen the consequences of the left and the Democrats through Obama and his administration and all the failures of that administration. Now, of course, everybody's focused on Obamacare, but it's bringing people out. As I travel around the country, I'm seeing all kinds of people that have never been involved in politics at all, not just Tea Parties, but people joining Tea Parties, joining the Republican Party, going out and working for candidates. I've never seen pastors in churches so involved in the elections that are going on, and those pastors are getting their congregations involved. They're making sure that their people are registered to vote, that they're understanding that there are organizations and ways to be involved to stop what is going on with the Obama administration and what the left is imposing on this country. And what it's doing, it's producing some pretty amazing candidates.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, he really likes the candidates he's seeing. And I think even though many Tea Party members aren't necessarily winning primaries, they are having an impact. They're putting pressure on the GOP establishment types to pay attention to all of us in the party. And to be fair, they'll probably have the best shot at defeating liberals. The next big project for Republicans, getting voters to the polls. We'll talk about that next week on Election Outlook 2014, presented by the Washington Times. 1249 at 1260 WRC, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. When I come back, more on the Edward Snowden interview with Brian Williams on NBC.